Hey guys, so to anyone who's listening, I want to explain what this podcast is. I decided to name it Forget Small Talk because I really want to push people to have deeper conversations with those around them, but also within themselves. Throughout the podcast, I will be talking to random people, getting to know them at a better level, and asking questions listeners have recommended or some I may have. The main purpose for this is so that those who are listening can hear what others have to say and understand why they may think that way. People can take what is said the way they want, but hopefully they can learn in some way. Apart from that, this also gives people an opportunity to talk and express how they view certain topics and being real with who they are. Thanks for the support, and I hope you enjoy. All right, so for our first episode, I have Aziz and Rico.
What up?
Yo.
I'm gonna let them talk about themselves for a minute, just so you get to know them and get to know who they are as type of people. All right, Rico, go.
Hey, y'all, my name is Rico. Well, my name is not Rico, but that's my nickname. My name is Ricardo Torres, and Misa right here is a good friend of mine, and he brought me to the podcast, so.
Well, what do you do for a living?
I'm a barber, y'all, so. Barber, and from California, Los Angeles, California. I like to have fun. I like to play soccer, work out, and...
Are you good?
I'm decent. You know, I'm not the best at... I'm not like Misa, but I am decent.
All right, Aziz, tell me about yourself. What do you do? What do you like?
I'm 22 years old. Mm-hmm. I play soccer for fun.
I'm 21, y'all. That's Rico. I'm sorry.
I go to RCC.
RCC.
My major is business.
Business, alright.
And you know, that's about it.
Alright, but, so, we're going to start off with a couple questions that the people asked that I'm going to try to get out to you guys. And for those listening, we're not trying to make this like a stage scenario. We're trying to have a conversation like it's just us. So if we mess up, you know...
Sorry.
Yeah. it is what it is.
We're just humans.
Alright, so we're going to start off with a simple question. What are your thoughts and experiences on traveling? So where you've been, you know, it doesn't have to be out of the country, it can be inside of the U.S., but what did you like about it? What did you learn from it, or what did you get out of it? Nah, Aziz, you started this one, bro.
Yeah, because you got more experiences, Aziz.
Yeah.
My thoughts and experiences are on traveling.
Well, hold on. Let them know where you're from.
I'm originally from Jordan, Middle East, and I came here on a scholarship to play soccer for St. Andrews University. And I left home when I was 16 years old, and that was my pursuit, is to travel and see what I can do. I've made it to about 97 countries by the age of 20.
97 countries.
Whew. Yeah, in total.
What's the big countries that everybody knows you've been to? I know you've been to China.
Japan. I did Italy. Uh-huh. I did all of Europe, but that's about 28 countries.
Dang.
And every time I had money, I saved some, I traveled somewhere.
So out of all those countries that you went to, which one do you think you got the most out of?
That would be Italy.
Italy? Yeah. In what aspect?
And that, just because I lived there the most, so I just had to live through the country, you know? I landed there and I did not know the language at all. So it was really hard to communicate with the people. They didn't even know English. A lot of people don't know English there. So it was hard to express what you wanted. You know, it's just as hard as, you know, you want to get to a store. You can't ask because you live in a local town, not like a student populated area. No, I really went to like a neighborhood and lived there. So...
Did you live in a school or was it just a house?
No, it was a house. You know, I met this lady online that was renting a place. Oh, nice. And I just contacted her.
Were you working?
No, I had to like learn just how to speak Italian for the first year, and then I was also playing soccer too. That was part of it.
Baller.
For those of you who don't know Aziz, he's a freaking monster on the field.
No, I'm okay.
So, are there any scouts out there? Come get him, recruit him.
He's touched the World Cup trophy before.
Oh yeah, haven't you met professional soccer players too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ronaldo, the Brazilian. Okay.
All right, Rico, what about you? What do you think?
Sheesh. I'm just starting to travel now. Like, I recently, the first time I've been to California in like a long time was in December of last year. That was a lot of fun. But when I tell you, I hate airplanes. Like, I hate the turbulence. It's so scary and I hate it. Because I hate, like, roller coasters. I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm scared of, like, roller coasters.
All right, well, I mean, you experienced that, you get to learn that.
Yeah, and then I went to Las Vegas and
So were you California. Scared when you took off to California?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Boy. Your boy was scared. I was like, mm-mm. I really was scared, though.
What about it? Were you scared just because it was your first time?
Or? Just because I couldn't control my faith. Like, so if anything happens, like, you know, I can't push brake. Like, I can't, like, you know.
Yeah, you can't push brake.
Like, for real, I can't push brake. I can't, like, turn to left, turn to right. Hey. Like, so I was terrified. But
when you were in California, what'd you learn? Were the people different?
Oh, they're chill. Everybody's just chilling over there. Everybody over here is more southern. My southern people. Love y'all. But yeah, it's a lot more chill over there, I guess.
Alright, so a question from me to you guys. I don't want you to, you know, take a second to think about it, because I want you to really think about this one. What do you take for granted? Mm-hmm. You know, in your everyday life, I think that, you know, you can kind of keep going on a cycle and forget why you're doing what you're doing. Whether, you know, it's your family, whether it's loved ones, whether it's simply having a home. I think as people, we always take something for granted. So I want you to think about it. And, you know, whoever wants to go first, go for it.
That's a real good question. But for me, I think it's time. Because I feel like I have sometimes, one day I'll have, like, so much time on my hand. And I literally just chill or rest, like. But whenever I could just go and do better, be better, just. I can do so much within, like, let's say 4 hours. I can do so much. But I just don't. And sometimes, like.
So what's stopping you? What's stopping you from that?
I don't know, just being lazy sometimes, I guess. Or just feeling comfortable, you know? Like, yeah. I feel like I'm doing good enough. I'm just like, all right, but maybe I should, like, I want to be better. So yeah. Maybe I should be like, you know what, I'm going to cut the 4 hours out. And,
I mean, at least you got that figured out, that thought process of what you want to do.
I know, but I do, it's just time. Like, because when you get older, trust me, time goes by a lot faster. Hey, it's already 2020, y'all. Hey, we made it. We did, y'all. We did. Well, what about you, Aziz?
It's a hard question. I would say it's just the fact that, you know, we take. How do I say this? I watch the news a lot, and I try to keep up with that, and just seeing, you know, how much, so many people who. Just lack access to normal needs, like water, healthcare, and it just makes me thankful for what I have, you know?
Like the Flint water.
I don't think people that live in the U.S. completely, I mean, some may, you know, homeless people, but the vast majority, I don't think they understand that, because they've never had to experience living without, you know, all of that stuff, without hot water, without a bed, without food whenever you want. You know, you can just go in a cabinet and be like, I want a honey bun. You know, I don't think they completely understand what it's like not to have much.
Can I ask you something about that?
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, you've been out of the country for, like, poorer countries.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've seen a lot more, like, so you're like, you see how, like, we should be more humble. Just because, like, you've seen the little kids and you've seen how they live, bro. So I know, like, I know what you're talking about. Like, I know that you see that. Like, that's why when you look around here, you're like, y'all should be more humble. Like,
I mean, for real, I went to Honduras, and when I went there, what I'm telling you, those kids, they don't know who you are, but you pull up and they act like they've known your entire life. Because for them, it's completely different, you know? We're new people, we're there to show them love, and they're just like, bro, like, you know, I want that. And I think in Honduras, or I forget, one of the mission trips, it was my first time experiencing not having hot water. Like, I remember we got in the showers, and we were ready to take showers, and we're like, why the heck is this cold? You know, we want hot water. And then our teacher was just like, you know, we're not in America, this is cold water. And for that entire week, we had to learn how to shower cold water. And it's something simple, but we're not used to. We're so, and I think that's something that a lot of people take for granted.
Yeah.
But, well, you're going to say something.
I don't know, man. I can't. That's what I'm thankful for.
Yeah. All right.
I guess.
So the second question that the people ask is, what does success mean to you? Now, before you guys answer this, there's this quote, bro. I heard this quote and it's mind-blowing. And to everyone that's listening to this and I've told it to you, it's crazy. So I want you to think about it. If you don't determine what success means to you, by default, you will use the definition of others. Does that make sense? So if you're sitting right here and you don't know what you're doing with your life, if you don't have a goal, you're going to look at the people around you and be like, man, I want to do what they're doing. So if you're following a bunch of people on Instagram who are like traveling the world, people that are playing soccer, you're going to be like, why am I not doing that? Because you don't have your goal set on what you want to do. And I think that's super crucial and to understand, because if you don't ever figure that out, you're going to keep living to the expectations of what others are doing. So I want you to think about it real quick, and I want you to process what it means to you. It's a tough one. But success can mean anything. Different definitions for everyone.
I mean, just understanding the quote, meaning if you don't set your own goals, your own expectations, that automatically means you're just following someone else's success. And accurate, I would say.
So for you, what's your success?
My success has always been the goal that I just want to be content wherever I am. It didn't really matter where, as long as I just, have the person that I love with me, be financially stable, just live a normal life, honestly. Just having that normality is very, satisfying for me.
Yeah. Rico?
I think it's very similar to what Z said, because, that's how I feel too. Like, I believe if I'm free and I'm just happy and not stressing about a lot of things, and that makes me successful. Like, I'm good, I'm worried about myself and my family, and just, I'm happy.
Yeah. Now, I think the biggest thing with this question is the fact that we tend to look at what other people are doing, like I mentioned. But it makes it hard, because in the back of your head, if you think about it, you're like, I'm not doing what they're doing. You ultimately are giving power to them because, you're not happy with your life. And in reality, it's easier said than done, but you shouldn't care what other people are thinking about the way you live your life, because that it's your life.
Because, my uncle told me, he was like, I'm happy with my little small house and my little small car. He was like, I'm successful in my life. He was like, to me, I feel happy. He's like, I'm my own rich. He's like, I'm happy like that. And I was like, dang. He was like, you're successful like right now because that's how you feel. He was like, but for me, I feel like you could do better. But he was like, for me right now, I feel like this is enough for me. Like, this is my
that's
like,
good.
And I was like, dang. So that's like, if you think like you're rich, that's your happiness. You're happy like that. That's what you consider successful,
Yeah, for sure. Anything else, Aziz?
No. That's
about it. Alright, so another question that I have. How have your priorities changed over time? So if you look at yourself when you were in high school, if you look at yourself where you're at now.
When I was in high school, boy, that was funny.
How do you think your priorities have changed? What do you devote more time to now?
When I was in high school, I was just mainly focused on getting the hell out of high school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I was the same way too.
I just wanted to get through that period and then see what else is out there.
Alright, so what about now? What do you focus on?
Finishing school. Not in a way that this is my top priority, I just want to do it for myself. And be independent, get a job, live life.
Rico?
Just trying to be better every day. Try to grow, try to connect with more people, and just be nice to everybody. I feel in life like you just gotta be nice and just try to be the best you can be to everybody. Yeah. Sometimes there's a bad apple sometimes in your life, but
Bad apples.
And you stumble away.
It's kind of hard to say because, you can't really determine your future and be like, I'm going to prioritize this in the future. But at the end, what are your goals in life? This is apart from success, I'm asking. Like, what do you, in 5 years, 10 years, what do you want to do? Where do you want to be?
I would say in 10 years, I would hopefully be married by then. Finished my whole plan for my education.
Okay.
Alright.
And after I do all of that, work a little bit, get experience, and then I'd move to Europe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why Europe?
Because I like the living conditions there. I like the living style. The quality, that's something.
Where in Europe?
Switzerland, precisely.
Mm. Everybody says Switzerland. Yeah. That's a good place.
Or I would do Norway. Finland, Scandinavian countries.
Shout out to them.
Why do you think that though? Like, is it the people or what did you say it was?
Just the like for example, Finland, Norway, many of the Scandinavian countries are leading polls, and in like education aspects, like education, like transportation, just quality of life. Everything is given to the citizen. They don't charge you to go to school. School is free. health insurance is.
Don't you got life insurance? Not life insurance, but you got insurance, you have to pay for it?
Yeah. For example, when I was living in Italy, annually I would just pay the equivalent of $300 for insurance, and I would provide everything. $300 a year. I'm sorry. Crazy. That was like $300 a year.
A year.
I'll just pay that once and then I'll be done.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy. Imagine that for the colleges here.
They're trying to change it.
Alright, so my next question. I like this one. This is something that I always like to ask people. What advice would you give to yourself 5 years ago? So for people that are listening that might be, you know, how old did you say you were?
21.
5 years ago, you know, 16-year-old. What advice would you give to them?
Think before you do anything.
Don't rush.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Think before you do anything, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all gotten in trouble for being mad and just saying something stupid. We put ourselves in a bad position. But I feel like if we just all came together and just thought more and just, like, I don't know. Like, if we were all thinking equally, I would think we should all think. I'm trying to express, like, think with our heads and not just with, like, our heart, I guess. Think with your mind, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Aziz?
What was the question?
That joke was confusing. I was like,
what advice would you give to yourself 5 years ago?
Yeah, I would say don't rush. Like, well, what I mean by that is that I just wanted for things to happen so fast just so I can, you know, be done with high school, I guess. That would be 5 years ago.
If you could go back, what would you change?
I would say spend more time with family, man, because I spend a lot of time in school and just practicing every day and playing. Playing was a very big part of my life, so I spent a lot of time doing that.
So what age did you start playing?
Like three.
Dang. Three. So what? you devoted the majority of your life to soccer.
Yeah, dang. That was everything I've done my whole life for the first 18
years. So would you say that was a huge priority for you when you were younger?
Yeah, that was. That's what got me everywhere. That's all the traveling soccer I did. That was not my parents helping. That was funded through playing soccer.
Do you think you learned anything from soccer?
Everything.
Like, along
life
values and whatnot?
Morals and values. Yeah. It teaches you just discipline to the game, teaches you that working hard is not just on the field but off the field. If you apply the same values you apply to when you want to win, when you want to score that goal, and, you know, the whole team achieve trophies and all of that, if you apply those mentalities off the field, then it just becomes, you know, natural for you to be successful.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, I'd say. I mean,
because if you're on the field and you want to win, that's all you want to do, then your mentality is, you know, how to be...
Not focused on other things.
Yeah.
Be focused on that, like...
On success.
Yeah.
Because ultimately winning, that's what it means. And I would hate losing more than winning. So I just fight so hard not to lose, and then, you know, that equals you win.
So, all right. I think you guys, how do I express it? In your mind, there's something that you're looking forward to, something you want to do, something that you think about.
Well, future itself, I'm just excited to see what's the next 5 years ago look like, you know?
Next 5 years ago?
Yeah, no, the next 5 years.
Next 5 years?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are going to start changing. Like, I mean, because a lot of my friends in college, they're about to graduate. So, I mean, they're about to get their jobs, like that. They went to school for, and
we're at a time where like the millennials are about to settle down.
The millennials.
Yeah, dang. Think about it.
For real. I just recently, last weekend, I found out. Are we considered millennials, Ricardo and I? Wouldn't we be Generation Z?
I would. So millennials would be what people say between 1990 to 2000.
Millennials.
Yeah.
So are there different understandings for that?
Say what?
Are there different ages for that? Because I've heard different numbers.
So what else have you heard?
The other one was, what was it? I mean, I don't even know, but it categorized us into Generation Z. And it was from the age, dang, I don't even know. But all I know is it categorizes to Generation Z. But I hate that I don't remember the numbers. But you would have categorized us as millennials then?
Me?
Yeah.
I would assume, yeah, between 1990 and 2000.
All right, let's just put that we're millennials. Whether it's Generation Z, millennials, everyone should understand what we're getting to, our generation.
Yeah.
Do you think we are weaker and soft as millennials?
So just like I said earlier, you know, I watch the news and I keep up with a lot of articles that come up, and I was reading that, you know, your grandfather, your average grandfather, not just like yours specifically, has the ability, you know, to be more sexually fertile by like 70% more than we possibly are. So that just speaks scientifically on how much we've changed to what people used to be before. So I we're a lot more into, you know, how we feel and not what's really going on.
Yeah. What do you think, Rico?
The same. But do you think, like, generations younger than us, like, are they going to be weaker than what we are?
I think so. You think? I mean, everything's being almost
I feel like kids growing up now are, like, babies. They look like kids,
No, I mean, apart from physical features, I think mentally, it seems like it's taken longer for kids to develop, like, in a more mature way.
And I remember being, like, when we were, like, small, and we were, like the high school students, like, when we were middle school, like, the high school students, they looked like they were, like, grown people.
Yeah,
I
was
like,
you're a grown man.
Like,
no, but I think more, like, what I'm trying to get at is more of the mental aspect. Because I think, I mean, I'm not even going to lie, a lot of people our age fall into this category. It's not just the younger people. But everything's being handed down. They don't know how to work for things. We don't know how to work for things. Take it for granted. You know, some people do. There are people who do work and put effort. But the majority of the people, they expect to be handed everything. They don't know what it's like to wait for something, a process. And I think that really, like, breaks value into, you know, what we receive. Whether it's money, whether it's a gift, I think everyone's just like, here you go. Here's $100 for no reason, you know. And I don't want to say that's a bad thing, because some parents work hard so that they can do that for their children.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking those people, you know, I'm not accusing them. But I feel like for a lot of the people, you know, everything's been handed down. Does that make sense?
I mean, to a certain point.
Certain points.
But yeah, I would say, just through my experience of seeing how older people are and how younger people are as well, it's just, I would see there's less hard work.
Less hard work?
Yeah. Less, you know, less effort.
Less effort. Yeah, I mean, that makes...
Yeah, because I feel like older people, they'll tell us, like, yeah, like, I had to work for my first thing, you know?
Yeah.
And some people get, for like, the brand new cars for, you know, just because, like, it's tradition or something, like, just like, hey, you know, I have a car. But, like, usually, like, people older, like, they just say, hey, like, I had to work for myself. Like, my boss, he tells me, like, yeah, man, my first car, I had to work for that thing really hard and got my car. Like, I remember it was raggedy, but I worked so hard for it and I loved it. Like, I was like, dang, you know?
All right. So, this is a little deeper question. A little, you know, think about it.
Okay.
And, I mean, this is for you too, Aziz, but Rico, because I relate to you in a certain aspect. At times, do you feel alone? And I ask this because, you know, you're in Rockingham. The majority of your friends are in college.
Yeah.
A lot of them are out, you know. Shout out Austin.
Yeah.
Devon. Corey. Alex. You know, all of them.
Carson.
Carson, yeah.
Shout out Carson.
Everyone's out there. And, you know, you and I, because I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, I forgot. You do have a lot of friends.
We're in Rockingham. And Aziz, this can apply for you, too. You know, you may have family members or friends out elsewhere. Is there ever a time where you feel alone?
Yeah, because you don't have family here.
Yeah, man.
It's just literally you, your brother, and Owen.
Yeah. That's about it.
That's crazy. And Butters. Shout out Butters. They have a dog named Butters. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes I do feel lonely. Not, like, lonely, but I do miss them, like, because they were my boys since middle school and through high school, you know, so they're like family now, so they're actually like brothers to me. Like, my family calls, like, all my theos, that's aunts, y'all. Theos, yeah, my uncles and aunts, they call them like nephews too, you know,
because
they are a family. Like, my dad calls them like their son, his son, they're his sons, because they really are like family. But I guess it can get lonely, but not in a way where you're depressed.
Depressed, yeah.
Yeah, because you just miss the good times.
Yeah.
But
that's a good way to look at it, because it's not overtaking.
Yeah, because when they come back, you know.
Yeah, they come back.
Their family's here, so. But. What about you? Do you ever feel lonely?
I would say I used to a lot. Not really, like, same thing as you. Not really in a way
I usually don't, just because, like, I have you. I have, like, Jose. Shout out, Jose. I have a lot of people that I grew up here, and I just know them, you know? I know a lot of people here, and it just people are nice here, so.
I think something that I've kind of adapted to time, with time, is a lot of my friends would be abroad. A lot of my friends would be at different colleges, you know, together. They were in a group almost.
Yeah.
And I was here in community college because I'm trying to save money, trying to not, you know, be in, you know, hella debt.
I feel you.
But something that I learned was, you know, your path, Aziz's path, my path, we're all on different paths. And if I'm, like, concerned and focused so much on what my buddies are doing, I'm never going to be happy with my life. Because to a certain extent, I'm going to be thinking about what they're doing. Yeah. And it goes back to the, you know, the success thing also.
Oh, dude, heck yeah. Trust me, like, going to barber school, it was tough. Because I was like, dang, I got to wake up at 5:30 every morning and drive to Fayetteville and then be there from 8 to 5.
How long was it a drive from Fayetteville?
It was like an hour and 30. Because it was like morning, like school traffic too. And I was like, holy crud. But I went there. I would leave at 5, get home like at 7 sometimes. And then I did that for a whole year. My friends were having fun, like partying and stuff like that. I was like, gosh, I wanted to like see them, you know, it's like my brothers, you know? But it was hard for me because they were like, let's hang out. And I was like, you know, like, I really can't have to go to school. And they were just like, dang. But, I mean, they understood.
Aziz, what about you? You ever had the feeling of loneliness?
I think we already answered that question.
Did you answer it?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
My family. Just, you know, not having them. I thought we moved on to another question.
Nah, but and then back to what I was saying, kind of like. I was thinking like, I really did have to focus so hard. It really was hard. But now that like I'm done, like I kind of can focus on it. Sometimes I stress because of them.
Shout
like,
out headlines.
I do get confused. I mean, not confused. I get like stressed sometimes because of them. Like, cause I hear their like problems, and I'm just like, dang, you know, like college really is tough. Like, shout out to everybody that goes to college, cause I know it is tough.
As we're seeing Owen firsthand.
Man. Yeah, like shout out to all my really good friends out there, all the colleges. It is tough, but you guys got it. And sometimes I stress because my good friend Javon, he be stressing. I'm like, dang, like if he's stressing, you know, I'm kind of stressed. Like, well, that's my boy.
Law school is tough.
Law school. My boy's going to law school. Shout out Javon Quick.
Javon's going to law school? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. He's going to be a lawyer and I'm going to be a judge one day. Judge Quick. Quick to judge.
No, but, yeah, I mean, all those were good point of views. And just, again, to express the reasoning behind this, you know, the main objective is so that when people listen, they get that we all think differently. And, you know, like I said, a lot of people might have things in common, but, you know, you get to know someone at a deeper level. Because normally you don't go up to talk to someone and ask them these questions out of the blue, you know. I think it takes time to get to know someone. And this process allows you to get to know people and understand, you know, why the way they think they do. But, yeah. So this is the first episode. Rico, Aziz.
It was fun. Sorry, y'all. I sounded dumb sometimes. It's just, you know, I'm goofy, y'all. So this is me. I'm sorry.
Goofy looking. All right, y'all. Take it easy. Thanks for joining.